Guru Gandhi, Mat Prasada Toshiti. Oh, it's here. 84-58. Okay, we found it. There's a very nice verse which we want to read. Machchita sarva durgani, machchita sarva durgani, mat prasadat tadishyasi,
mat prasadat tadishyasi,
atachit tvam ahankaran,
atachit tvam ahankaran,
nashrosyasi vinangshasi,
nashrosyasi vinangshasi.
Translation: if you become conscious of me, this is what Krishna tells to Arjuna, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Purport: a person in full Krishna consciousness is not unduly anxious about executing the duties of his existence. The foolish cannot understand this great freedom from all anxiety. For one who acts in Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna becomes the most intimate friend. He always looks after his friend's comfort, and he gives himself to his friend, who is so devotedly engaged in working 24 hours a day to please the Lord. Krishna looks after his devotee. Therefore, no one should be carried away by the false ego of the bodily concept of life. One should not falsely think himself independent of the laws of material nature or free to act. He's already under strict material laws. But as soon as he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is liberated, free from the material perplexities. One should note very carefully that one who is not active in Krishna consciousness is losing himself in the material whirlpool, in the ocean of birth and death. No conditioned soul actually knows what is to be done and what is not to be done. But a person who acts in Krishna consciousness is free to act, because everything is prompted by Krishna from within and confirmed by the spiritual master. Super, machst du das? Hast gar kein, hast du ihn freihändig übersetzt? Sehr gut. Oder hattest du ein Buch dabei? Unglaublich. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Daskatyare Sadarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Svadvaita Gadhara Shiva Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
I would like to illustrate this text of the Bhagavad Gita with some practical observations in my own devotional life. Lord Krishna here says that the citta, or material consciousness, should be absorbed in him, much citta. And he says the result of this is that a devotee who can direct the stream of his consciousness in the direction of Lord Krishna will feel a spiritual potency acting in his life, which will help him to overcome the various obstacles of his conditioned life. The obstacles of conditioned life are obstacles which have to do with our conditioned nature, our material covering. These obstacles are mainly obstacles which are created due to our karma. These obstacles are also obstacles which are... let me stay with this. Obstacles created by one's own activities, which he has performed with the body and the mind and so on. So a little while ago, I had a personal realization of this, which I would like to share with you today, this evening. I have not actually spoken with you about it, but in the beginning of the year I was in great anxiety. There was a court case against me which I wanted to keep a secret, because there are now so many negative voices in Kali Yuga which would really like Swami of our movement, especially in Germany, to be put into to be censured by the law. This is a very, very tasty subject for the materialists. If a spiritual person in a somewhat leading position also is put into prison, or is fined a large sort. So I was very much in anxiety for two reasons. I was in anxiety because I do not like to be confronted with a court, I knew it would create a huge problem for our movement in Germany. And I must say, I started to have bad dreams about it. I became very much full of anxiety in my own life. I come from a good family background. I could never imagine to come in conflict with the law and so on. At that time, I had also looked for legal advice, and the lawyer told me, doesn't look very nice for you, because I can understand why you acted in the way you acted, but you must know I cannot put your viewpoint into, and he reached behind himself, he got such a big book out of the shelf, into the German law. He put it on the table, and this big book fell from the table on the floor. And we looked on the German law, which had fallen on the floor. What was the conflict? The conflict, put very simply, was that I had advised a previous disciple of mine to act according to our Krishna conscious understandings, that we are servants of Lord Krishna, and we should give we should serve Krishna with our lives. That's how we met, and I had sensed that this disciple of mine had tried to take a large amount of Lakshmi from the movement and wanted to go away with this, and this was my perception of the thing. And she reasoned, well, it is legally mine. And I said, well, but we are meeting here to serve Lord Krishna. It was a conflict. It's a, if I would tell this in detail, I would need a long time. And I thought I was absolutely right, and from my viewpoint, I was. But from the viewpoint of the German law, things looked a little different. I began to think at that time what could be done. And the only I could see, my bad karma was coming towards me, and I had was very, very afraid of it. I remember, because I felt it was so unfair and it was so unjust what was happening, and I really felt that the very values I was standing for were threatened. So anyways, I decided to do something which I was very happy about. I put my case before Krishna. I said, my dear Lord, I have tried to serve you according to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and now there is a case where a disciple does not longer feel very comfortable with these instructions and has gone very much against me. I have only acted like this in trying to serve you. Now my case is not my case any longer, it's your case. You please take it in your hand. And I really prayed, and I also thought there must be some reason why I am in this uncomfortable position. I must have also done something wrong. And I very looked into it, and I found out what I did wrong, and I made a determined plan to change my behavior. So it looked very, very, very bad for me. Now, just a few days ago, I heard that mysteriously the German court had totally changed directions and had said Sachinandan Swami is a very good man, he is free. This was really very bad from his disciple to go so much against him. It is very, very bad, and she must now, poor disciple, I'm not happy about this, but this is what the court decides. She must now bear all the financial consequences of this court case. I thought, what? What happened? And then I remembered this verse that by Krishna's mercy, if someone becomes conscious of him, then some other laws seem to be put into action. It's here, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. Very often, we as devotees need to be reminded of this, that if we become deeper in Krishna consciousness, Krishna takes our case into his hands. Sometimes we do not see a direct relationship between coming deeper in Krishna consciousness and overcoming obstacles. And we often think, well, let me fight with the obstacles, let me take care of them as good as I can, and then if I'm good enough, these obstacles will be overcome. It's just like we often think, if my endeavors are very strong, then I will reach my goal. But this is not the case. You can reach your spiritual goals not by your own endeavors, but by blessings. By blessings. In the same way, you can overcome obstacles. Some obstacles we obviously have to take care, but when there are obstacles before us, it's not a matter of our own endeavors to cross them, but it is a question of grace, of Lord Krishna's grace. Mad prasadat. It's the matter of Krishna's mercy, by my mercy. So I really feel from this experience, which was so soul-wrenching. I mean, I was really worried, and I became very sick from it. From the worries, I had to go to Serbia and hide into the mountains somewhere, to just take full shelter in Krishna. And I actually developed a very bad disease from the worries which I had, both for our movement and for the Shraddha, which is not so strong in Germany at the moment, in devotees and so on. But Krishna, really, I took full shelter as much as I can, and he mysteriously saved the situation. So this, I really feel, is a very deep point. It is also a deep point at the crossroads on which we stand with our Vedna Academy. As you might have known, Ishan and Gadadha are already looking through big catalogues where there are castles and hotels and big projects, and maybe today or tomorrow they will choose to buy a huge temple for Krishna, because we all feel we want to come with our Vedna Academy into a new faith where we really extend ourselves to new dimensions. I really believe it's very wise for all of us to meditate for a moment about this verse, which tells us how we can get our goals fulfilled. It's mad prasada, by Krishna's mercy. And Krishna's mercy is ultimately causeless, but he says what he likes. He says, yes, my mercy is causeless. You cannot buy me, or cannot buy my mercy. But I like very much if someone becomes conscious of me. If he becomes deeper in Krishna consciousness. It is very often said that if a devotee advances in bhakti, then the Lord becomes hard, becomes inclined towards that devotee. Huh? When a devotee becomes more full with the beautiful queen of bhakti in his heart, then this beautiful bhakti devi attracts Krishna's mercy. This is a known secret. I would like to now bring your attention to something which I have spoken often about in the past few weeks, but I have not presented this to the devotees in the Vedna Academy. There is something which I believe is absolutely necessary for spiritual growth, spiritual wachstum. All of you are for quite some time now in Krishna consciousness, but some of you are still very young and immature. You have not grown enough in your spiritual life and not matured enough. And I would like to say that this is a dangerous position. When we grow older in years and older in responsibilities, but if we do not become mature, then there is a little danger ahead of us, a danger which has crushed many spiritualists in other traditions and many in ISKCON as well. Let me give you an example. Or let me say, when you grow in years amongst devotees, means amongst other spiritualists, if you don't stay alone, in other words, if you become older, there will be something happening. You will be seen as an older devotee, someone who can help others. You will attract the gratefulness of others and the attention of others just by the fact that you are longer and older in that group of people. You might also get higher responsibilities. For instance, you might marry. This is something which is very common in our society. When a person marries, he is no longer responsible only for his life. He's also responsible for the other person's life, the marriage partner's life, because now she is no longer on his own. She lives or he lives in in a team, in a partnership. And partnership immediately brings responsibility towards others. It's also when you join a temple, like for instance the Veda Academy or the Panchatattva Temple, I think, yes, then you do have more responsibilities, because now you are in a group of devotees and it is expected that you somehow become a servant within the group. Huh? You can't do your own thing. You have to, yes, when there is prasadam, you have to see, have others also enough to eat, or maybe I cannot eat as much cheese as I would like to eat, because then there will not be sufficient cheese for others. So these were two examples of what it means when you grow older in something. You share more responsibilities. It's automatic. However, if you do not mature, then you will not able to act within these responsibilities proper. You will have impossible dealings with others, or when you are in a marriage, you will create problems and pain in the marriage and not help. Anyone who is creating problems for others in this universe will have to pay a bill. I have now an ant, and I should not create problem to even the ant, so I have to think how to do it. Okay. My dear ant. So This is a very important thing to do. It's a more, it's a dharmic instruction. It's a moral instruction. It's not very, very spiritual, but it becomes spiritual in the association of devotees, where we do not want to create aparatas. So if you have not matured sufficiently, then you will create problems. Have to be some consequences for this, so that you can be further educated on your way. Let me give you an analogy. When a tree becomes bigger, it develops a crown of the tree which is more heavy, and this crown of the tree can pull the tree down if the tree has not grown in the opposite direction. That is, if the tree has not developed deep roots. The tree's growth, in other words, which is something which is very desired, can become a problem for the tree when it has not developed deeper roots than normal. This is a very, very paradoxical thing. The upward growth must be complemented, in other words, with the growth into the depths. Wenn man nach oben wächst, muss man auch in die Tiefe wachsen. If you grow older, or you get more responsibilities, you have to grow your roots. And I believe this is really what Krishna speaks about when he says, become conscious of me. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. I would like to raise a challenging point to all of you. What do you do to become more mature in Krishna consciousness? Yamuna, what is your project? Or Ananda Nitai. No need to say it, because it's something private. Ishan, what is your idea about becoming deeper in Krishna consciousness? Medini, what is your project? It's something you really need to think about. It's not something where you can say, well, I'm with the devotees, don't make things complicated for me, please. I'm going along, we meet, we are friends, we sing, we eat, we laugh, and we cry together. That's enough to become deep. No, every one of us needs to have this personal project in his or her life. How am I going to grow my roots deeper in Krishna consciousness? If you do this, if you do not run away from this challenge, which is a challenge, admittingly, you will all of a sudden see something very wonderful in operation. What you will see is that Krishna will take your case. He will say, by my grace, mat prasadat tarishyati. Tarishyati means to cross over the sarvadughani, all the obstacles of conditioned life. There are many obstacles in conditioned life. Health is an obstacle. Our own conditioned nature is an obstacle. Karma is an obstacle. Whatever it is, the obstacle won't be too high if you become very deep in your own Krishna consciousness. I really want to request all of you to think on your own when you leave, before you go to bed this evening, to think a little bit, what could be your own personal project to become deeper in Krishna consciousness. The first thing which I want to request you is, we need a little oxygen in this room. Here we will open the window so that we can think a little and don't fall asleep. Some of us went into the mother's womb today, and we are in danger of becoming a little tired. Please, before you go to bed, or if you are too tired this evening and you cannot think any longer so swiftly, please think about your own project to become deeper in Krishna consciousness, so that you will activate the most powerful active principle in your spiritual life, which is the prasadat, the mercy of Lord Krishna. Shankara, tomorrow morning you will have to have an answer to this, what you will do to become deeper in Krishna consciousness. Rama, you will take this challenge, you will take, very good. Frank will also think something. It's nice if we are reminded like this, because you will see we will require a lot of mercy. If we now get a big castle, if tomorrow Ishan and Gadadha, our two property in charge, decide we found the new castle, let's move, and we are not deeper in Krishna consciousness, we don't get the mercy of Krishna, then it will be just burdensome, and it will affect our problems in this world even more. We are handling with heavy equipment. If we don't have in this movement, we are placed into positions of responsibilities. We are somehow, because we have arisen to the call of Lord Krishna, that we wish to be instrumental in spreading Krishna consciousness. Now we have to be a little bit more deep in our Krishna consciousness. So I will end my little presentation here. I hope it was thought stimulating to all of you. I have great faith in this. Also, Lord Krishna helped me personally to find a project which I can do to deepen my Krishna consciousness. It's something which I think is between the devotee and Krishna, so I will not talk about it in the public, but I have seen in my own life that wonders happen as soon as you develop or recognize a project and say, okay, my dear Lord, I'm giving my best. I will do this for you. I will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi go.